Hey everybody, Paul Anthony Kelly again here with another episode or mini pod, right? Another mini pod of East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. Thanks a lot for coming back in. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the comments that I've been sent, and I appreciate that, all the love. It's cool. I love doing this. I love talking to you guys through podcasts, I guess. I've done a few videos and so forth, but I think I feel a lot more comfortable for podcasting. So, anyways, I'm back here again, and thanks for tuning in. So let's cut to the chase. As a real estate agent, I've been around, you know, almost 20 years already. When my wife also has been around, and we get asked all the time, you know, hey, I want to buy a foreclosure. And it's good reason to do that, right? I mean, you hear that there's a lot of profits to be made, you know, you may find it in a discount, and all those things are true. Absolutely. If you're able to buy a foreclosure property, why not, right? If you're able to, you know, get that, and you know, you buy it, so most of the times they're at discounts, and you could either keep it and live in there, or you know, resell it. A couple things you need to know about that, though. If you're buying a foreclosure, most likely it's being done at an auction, and you need to have cash. You will not be able to purchase a foreclosure through financing. So whatever the property ends up being gets sold at, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, whatever it is, you need to have that in cash. You need to have that ready. So that's one thing to watch out. So if you do have the means to do that, then absolutely. Now, I would suggest, though, that you may want to partner with somebody who's done those type of things before, because, you know, it takes a little know-how, of course, you know, for if you're going to do that the first time, but everybody starts with one, right? So you move on from there. Also, another way to really get into a foreclosure property, maybe buying it before foreclosures, what we call a pre-foreclosure. And, you know, there's list and so forth out there that you could go online, you could find this type of information. It's all public information. Just people sometimes are shocked when all of a sudden somebody shows up at their door, and you know that, hey, you know, they know that you're behind on your payments. And just so you know, all that information is publicly available because it's put out there. So if you happen to be, usually, you know, if you're 90 days late on a property, at that point the bank will report that, and the county will report that, you know, and then you'll be issued a notice of default. Now, not every bank reports that after 3 missed payments, but some do. And as it could be as soon as 6 months, you could get your property, get foreclosed on. So anyways, all these information is publicly available, and you don't actually have to pay for that. You could go straight to the county and get all those or wherever, you know, whatever city you're at, you know, but around here, you know, be the county, and you could get all that information, and it's free. You could get it. You could see who is, you know, in danger of losing a property, and you could go and door knock them and say, hey, I would like to buy your house. Now, if you do a deal, if you're able to contact somebody like that, person to person, and you come to an agreement, then great. Then yeah, you should be able to use financing to be able to purchase the property, as long as the property is financeable. And you know, and that's the way you could find yourself you know, if you, maybe perhaps purchase at a discount. Not everybody's gonna want to sell a property at a discount. That's also because, imagine if you were the one that is in danger of losing your property. Well, you don't want to just give it up at a discount, right? You want to sell it at fair market value. All of us would, I think. But you know, then again, some properties who are falling into a foreclosure process, they may have been unkept for a while. They may be deferred maintenance, and maybe that's where you can find those discounts. But okay, well, anyways, that's, you know, want to talk to you guys briefly about foreclosures, buying foreclosures and pre-foreclosures, and there's opportunities there, of course, and people are curious about them. All right, thanks a lot again. This is Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate, and we'll talk to you guys next time.